This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Creekside Soils. Raise your hand if you've tried growing melons and got nowhere. Melons are warm season plants to the extreme. Days to harvest is real important in our climate, along with full sun and space. When I say full sun, I'm talking a minimum of 8 hours of direct sunlight. Recommended cultivars for watermelon include Sugar Baby at 79 days to harvest and Blacktail Mountain at 70 days. As for cantaloupe, try Minnesota Midget. The days to harvest are 65 to 70, or Athena with 75 days to maturity. The important thing is to keep the cultivar you choose to less than 90 days. You can get a jump start on warming up the soil by placing black plastic on your garden space now. Remove it before planting. Ideally, the soil temp will be around 70 degrees or more at planting. Transplants are favored over seed, but it's not impossible to plant seed. Work in plenty of compost in the soil to add drainage. Water your plants deeply and more than the rule of thumb, which is an inch a week. The recommendation for melons is 2 inches per week from Susanna Schmurek in her article in Northern Gardener magazine. Once the fruit sets, then drop back to an inch a week, and that includes rain. Melon vines are susceptible to powdery mildew. If you can use a soaker hose, even better. When the fruits start forming, place them on straw. I'll have lots more information, including how to tell when they're ripe, along with pictures and links on GardenBite.com. Gardeners know that the key to a healthy garden is to start with a healthy foundation, and that means great soil. That's why I use Creekside Soils everywhere I plant, even on my lawn. Go to CreeksideSoils.com to find your local retailer, and remember, gardeners who know use Creekside. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.